MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I am Paris.
Hey guys, back with another episode of I Am Paris. Today is the final episode where I'm going to be discussing the future and answering fan questions. So let's do this. I'm so excited that the premiere of season 2 of Paris in Love is going to be premiering on Peacock on November 30th, and all 8 episodes are dropping at once. The season is so different from season 1. What are you most excited for fans to see? I'm so excited for season 2 of my show. It's going to be so different than season 1. This is definitely filmed more documentary style. It's very real, and I let people in like never before. There's lots of surprises that are happening. It's very emotional, surprising my whole family with my baby boy, Phoenix, and giving everyone a glimpse into my life. And we were filming every single day from morning to night and always had a camera there. So they captured everything from being in the hospital with Phoenix the first day he was born and just going through this whole new phase of my life of becoming a mom and a wife and surprising my family with Phoenix. And there's definitely a lot of emotional moments and going through releasing my memoir and going on my book tour and just everything that I was going through with that. And then also just getting ready for my first ever live concert and being in the recording studio and recording and just everything. There's so many things that are happening in my life and we really just show it all. And I can't wait for everyone to see just all the really sweet and adorable moments with Phoenix and Carter and my whole family. So everyone stay tuned for November 30th on Peacock, Paris in Love season 2. Why did you want to change the way this season was shot? I really loved my documentary, This is Paris, and the way it was shot. So I wanted to do it more in that style, like a documentary style, and just have it be really real and everything that I was going through. And this was just one of the most exciting times in my life with becoming a mom. And I really just wanted to show all of that, but in a different way. So a lot of it is actually shot on my phone and sometimes only with one camera person. So it was definitely a very small crew because I think season 1, it was more of a big production with all the cameras and lighting and all of that. And this season was just more dialed back in that way with production. So it has more of a real feel because they were capturing moments that no one has ever seen before. And there was just so many things happening in my life that I really wanted to capture it in the right way. And I'm just so proud of how it turned out. And I just can't wait for everyone to see it. I'm really excited for this season. It's my favorite one yet. So stay tuned. In this season, we see you achieve a major life milestone. You become a mom. What was it like allowing cameras to capture the exact moment that you met Phoenix for the first time? Well, actually, I didn't have a camera crew with me at the hospital when Phoenix was first born because we were trying to be undercover and low-key. So we checked in with fake names. I literally came in with like a whole disguise and like hidden under a hoodie and sunglasses because we didn't want anyone at the hospital to know what was happening because nobody knew about Phoenix, not even my family or any of my closest friends. So it was all a big secret and we were just trying to keep it under wraps because I knew if even one person in the hospital found out that somebody would call the paparazzi and then we would be having to deal with TMZ and all these camera people outside the hospital or even trying to sneak into the hospital. And I just wanted my son to come into this world and not have to deal with any of that. So I actually filmed all of that on my phone and I set up GoPros in the hospital room. So that was all just filmed by Carter and I on our phones. So it's very personal and just very real and exactly what happened at the hospital. And, you know, I was going to film that anyway because I think it's such a special moment when you are becoming a parent for the first time. So I'm just so happy to have all of that captured. And I feel like this show is like the ultimate at-home video of everything, just watching Phoenix grow up and everything. And I'm just excited to now share that with my fans. Your fans are pumped about your new album. They want to know if you have any sliving stories from the studio. I had so much fun in the studio. I love going in there and recording and just being creative and just had so many amazing artists and producers and writers coming in the studio and just like coming up with different songs about my life and what I've been through and just putting together this amazing album. And we just had an amazing time in the studio and actually recorded a lot here at the house. I was in the studio the past 2 days recording and I just love all the new songs and I can't wait for everyone to hear this new album. It's epic. And I was just with Sia at her house a few weeks ago at her at-home studio recording a new song together. And that was just so amazing. I love Sia so much. She is so incredibly talented and she has the most beautiful voice. And it was just such a surreal moment just to be in the studio and recording with someone that I look up to and admire and respect so much. And it's just been such an honor and a dream come true just to work with someone who I think is one of the greatest songwriters of our time.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators.
It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Will you go on tour worldwide? Macau and Asia need to have you back. I'm definitely going to be planning a tour, and we are going to be picking the cities and countries soon. And I would love to come back to Macau and Asia. I always have had so much fun performing and DJing there. So I will definitely see you guys out there. How did you first learn about Kim Petras's music? I got a call one day from Charlotte Rutherford. She is an amazing photographer and also music video director. And she called me and said, I have this amazing artist named Kim Petras, and she's a huge fan of yours. She loves you so much. And she has this amazing song called All That She Wants. And she really would love for you to be in the music video. It'd be a dream come true for her. And she sent me the song, and I was immediately obsessed. I was like, this is like the ultimate pop bop. So amazing, so just fun. And then she sent me the whole treatment for the music video and what the idea was, and I loved it. So I went the next day and met Kim on set, and we did the music video together and immediately became friends. And I just love her so much, and I'll always be there to support her. And I'm just so proud of everything that she's accomplished. And winning her Grammy this year, it's just been amazing just to watch her over the years just grow into this artist and icon. And I just love my sis so much, and I'm excited to do more music with her. I saw you at Rifflandia, the music festival this year, and it was so amazing. What was your favorite part? Thank you. I had so much fun performing at that music festival. Everybody in the audience just made me feel epic when everyone was singing along with Stars Are Blind and all my music, and just seeing thousands of people all in the audience jumping and raging and dancing and screaming. And it was one of my favorite music festivals to play. The production of it was so just beautiful, like the visuals on stage. And everybody was just so nice and so excited, and I loved it. So that's definitely a festival that I would want to perform at again. So maybe I'll see you next year.
What was your most fun DJ gig to date, and what made it so much fun?
It's hard to choose because I have had so many fun DJ gigs all around the world. Some of my favorites were at my DJ residency that I had for 5 years in Ibiza at this club called Amnesia. I had my Paris Hilton Foam and Diamonds party. So I would DJ every single weekend. And then after my set, we would have a foam party. So I would be up on the terrace, like spraying this giant foam cannon and filling up the entire room with all these bubbles. And people were just like dancing and swimming around and raging in the foam. And one of my favorite nights was on the last night of it. I actually went down into the foam. It was my first time doing that. And just like, it was so much fun just to like literally be up to my neck in the foam, dancing around with everyone. And that's something I'll never forget. And another one of my favorites every year is performing at Tomorrowland. I've been performing there every year since 2019. And it is the biggest music festival in the world. Like 500,000 people at it. And it's such an honor to play at that festival. And I just have the best time every year. And there's literally no music festival like it in the world. It's my favorite. Paris, will you have any more children? Phoenix is so adorable, but I feel like you should try for a little girl next. We need a mini Paris Hilton. Thank you. I can't wait to have another child. And I would love a daughter. It's always been a dream of mine to have my own little princess. So yes, that is in the plans. And I can't wait to have my little mini Paris one day. So stay tuned. Last year, you put on a concert at the Fonda Theater here in LA. How did it feel to take the stage in this capacity? It was so epic performing at my first live concert at the Fonda Theater. Just feeling all of the love in the room. It was electric, just the energy in there. And just remember when the curtains went up and you could just, the whole room was like shaking, like just everyone screaming at the top of their lungs. Like it just felt just like magical, just being up there and feeling all the love from everyone and performing all of my iconic songs. And I, of course, was so nervous. This was my first time doing this. And just having to remember all the choreography and just, it was very nerve-wracking. Like, I was so scared in the beginning, like right before it started and the weeks leading up to it. But as soon as I got out there and just was looking at everyone's faces and just seeing how happy it made everyone, like, it made the stress go away. And I'm so happy that we got to capture all of that on season 2 of Paris in Love. So my whole concert is on there and just all of it, getting ready to do it and all the rehearsals and all the hard work that went into it. And I'm just so grateful for everyone on the team just who helped my dream come true and getting back into my pop star era. Loves it. So that's the rest of my questions. And I just want to say thank you so much to Pammy, Ronnie, Bat Down, Nicole, Kaylee, and all of my other Discord community members. I love you all so much and just appreciate all your support and just sending you so much love. And thank you everyone for listening. I had so much fun doing this and answering all your questions. And I look forward to doing it again soon. And keep listening to I Am Paris. Love you all, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to I Am Paris. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at I Am Paris Podcast. Email us at paris@iheartradio.com. Be hot and subscribe now. Loves it.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.